We are on Daf Chav Zayin, 7 lines from the bottom. Omar Rababo, Omar Rabalozo, Tamide Chachomim, Ein Eir Shal Gehenim, Sheletes Behem. A Talmud Chachim, the fire of Gehenim is not Shelet on them, Kal Vachomer, Misalamandre. Uma Salamandre, Shetil Beis Eishi. A Salamandre is a type of a creature that comes from the Koyach HaEish, Hasoch Midomo Ein Eir Sheletes Boy, so someone will smear themselves with the dam of a salamandre, so an Eish will not be Shoilet on that person. He's protected from Eish. Tamidei Chachamim Shekol Gufan Eish, Tichsiv Halei Koidvori Ke'Eish Num Hashem, Al Achas Kamo Ve'Kamo, Avadi gewiss that the Eish shall Gehenim will not be Shoilet on Tamidei Chachomim. If I recall correctly, I once had the opportunity to be together with Agoyin Rab Shmelke Todenfeld, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, and he told me over two mises he had heard from Rab Gershon Zaks, Zecher Levroche. Rab Gershon Zaks had the schus to learn by the Briskerov, and the Briskerov was very much makar of him, Einikel from the Chofetz Chaim, and when the Briskerov used to go walking, he used to walk together with Rav Gershon. So once he told them a story about the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi once called in Rav Chaim, and he told Rab Chaim, he took off his shirt, and he told Rab Chaim to take a candle, and he should put it on his skin, and he wants to see if he'll be bothered from the fire. And nothing happened. Told him this story. 3 months later, they were walking again, and he was telling him another story. What was the other story? Once the Beis HaLevi had to have an operation, and he didn't want to have anesthesia. And the Briskerov says he couldn't understand how the Zayde could do such a thing, to go in such a sakone, to have an operation without anesthesia. Rav Gershon remembered the previous maaseh, so he told them, what's the kasha, what's the tmiya? Could be just like by the fire, he didn't feel the pain of the fire, so it could be he didn't feel the pain of the operation, what's the kasha? So the Briskerov told him, that's a din in Eish. What's the tzushtel? There's a din, a Talmud Chochem is not susceptible to Eish. But you're talking about an operation. What taychus does an operation have to an Eish? About kuponim, that we see from the Gemara, that oyer is not shoylet and a Talmud Chochem shekol guf on Eish. Omar Eish Lokish Ein Eir Shel Gehenim Sheiletes Bepoishe Yisrael Kal Vachayma Mimizbeach Azov. That the Eir Shel Gehenim is not Sheilet Bepoishe Yisrael Kal Vachayma Mimizbeach Azov. Ma Mizbeach Azov Shein Olav Ela Ke'ive Diner Zov. The Mizbeach Azov. The only thing that is Mavdil between the Eish and the eighth of the Mizbeach is an oivi dinner. Kama shonim ein ha'oir sheletes boy. The oir is not shoilet. It's not mafchis. The zov does not become thinner. Poisha Yisrael shemaleim mitzvahs kerimoim. Perceive kvefelach harimoim rakoseich. Altikrei rakoseich el reikonim sheboch. That the reikonim of Klal Yisrael are full of mitzvahs, like a rimoin is full of garinim, al achas kamo vekamo. The Goyin and Maaseh Rav explains that, so what is the difference between a Poishe Yisrael and a Talmud Chochem? Both of them, the Oir Shel Gehenim is not Shoilet. So he says there's a Moira Dikachilik. By a Talmud Chochem, the oil is not able to touch them. That means it jumps away from them. Because that's the koyach ha-toyre. By a poishe Yisrael, the oil
they become nitlabin al yedei the oir shel gehenim. But the chiddush is that they do not become nivchas through the oir shel gehenim. That means the oir shel gehenim purifies them, is metayer them, but that is not mafchis them. That is the koyach of the mitzvahs that the poishe Yisrael do. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Salamandre chaya nivreis min ha'oir, tsheboirin eish b'mokim echot sheva shonim tomid b'li hefzik. If a fire is burnt 7 years without a hefzik, so it comes out from this fire, Salamandre. Ka'ive din azov dovamuet loichoster zavo denasa boynes. So the eish that is burning on this zov is not mechaser any of the zov. The zov remains intact. Let us see Taisvis salamandre hacholed va'achbol tilgemam yehinesin ka'kushte v'salamandre oruch. That's what Taisvis brings down the Targum to tell us that a salamandre is an achbol. The Iketosis wants to tell us that it's a chayot meya or sheret tome, and therefore, Taisus had a kasha, if there is a koyach of the dam of a salamandria to make something that it's not susceptible to aish, so why was it necessary to have a nes in the mizbeach? They could smear the mizbeach with the dam shel salamandria. So that's why Taisus tells us it's a sheretz tamei. They did not want to smear the mizbeach with the dam of a sheretz tamei. Poishe Yisrael ein oir shel gehenim sheletes bem nira li de lav be poishe Yisrael begufan. We're not speaking about poishe Yisrael begufan. The Gemara says poishe Yisrael begufan would be someone that doesn't wear tefillin. Tamrinim b'roish Hashanah, poishe Yisrael begufan gehenim kol avahem einam kolim. So it would seem that they suffer a lot, the nichle, it would seem, from the gehenim. Ele b'poishe k'tzas koma. U'mishum demasik lehu avrom lekulu chutz mi boyalei hakusis the moshcholei olosei, kedama bereish oisin pasim. It would seem Taisvis means to say that the Teres Chaim and Erevin explains, the Gemara and Erevin asks Akasha. Here Reish Lakish said that ein oir shel gehenim sheiletes bepoishe Yisrael. So it seems they go through the gehenim and nothing happens with them. So the Gemara asks Akasha, the Molan's Avim Aposik, that the Rishoyim are boichim in Gehenim, and the tears run from their eyes, kemayon, from the suffering they suffer in Gehenim. So the Gemara asks Sakasha, here Reish Lakish said that the Poishe Yisroel ein Eir shel Gehenim sheletes bem. So the Gemara answers as follows. That this is a zman that the Eir is melabin them. And in that zman, when the oir purifies them, they suffer terribly, the Teres Chaim says. That's the purification process of Gehenim. But afterwards, if they would remain there much longer, the oir of Gehenim would take and destroy them. But masik lo lavrom avinu lekulu. That means bishas maise, bishas the purification process. They are not nichle from the eish, and later Avraham Avinu takes them out. Chutz aboyel kusis that he lets them remain in Gehenna. Kedama bereish oisin pasim. V'chi amrinin b'soif hazov hakel yordim va'oilim. Chutz mishloishe. The Gemara says in B'Metziah as follows: Kol hayordim l'Gehennim. Oilim. Whoever goes down into Gehenim goes up. Chutz mi gimel sheyordim ve'ein oilim. There are three that go down into Gehenim and don't come up. One of them is Malba Pnei Chaveiroi Barabim. One is a Machane Shemle Chaveiroi. So there are others that are Yordim ve'ein oylem. So Tosfos understood that if they're Yordim ve'ein oylem, so they'll zichah be destroyed from the Eish of Gehenim. That's the Gemara in Erev. The Gemara in Erev says that Avraham Avinu takes them up. They shouldn't remain there. And here we have that there are Shloisha, which also Poshe Yisrael. That's a Pesheya. So Tosfos says, I think this is Pshat and Tosfos, Lav b'gehenem ayri. That what it says, Yordim ve'enam oylim, does not mean they're yored in Gehenim and they remain in Gehenim. Ela b'mokim echad lidain hein yordim. That means there's a mokim din. Not the only mokim din is Gehenim, there are other mokimis. Ela b'mokim echad lidain hein yordim. Va'af hanidah, but not Gehenim. In Gehenim, they remain there till this man of the purification process ends, and then they go out of Gehenim. But the yordim ledin. And even those that are nidain, la'achesh ne'moch sachaydish oylim, ve'nidain yoyser mishona tamimim. She'ein bo ela oyvei dinner, there's only an oyvei dinner. B'tanchume yeish sho yamoyshe tmiya alze, I efsher shelo yisorei for eitz, ba'omar loy hamokim kachdaki be'eish shel mailo, eish oicheles eish, ve'enei mechale, kidachsi vasne einenu ukal. I saw the Ein Eliyahu brings down from someone a beautiful pshat in Tosfos. Rashi said pshat in our Gemara, and that's the pashtus of the Gemara, that it seems that an oyvei dinner is enough to protect them. Is the Poshe Yisrael Shemelayim Mitzvahs Kerima in the Mrei Mesoda says it goes on Mitzvahs Stoke, so the Oyver Dinner Zov protects them, that they're not Nichle. Tosfos all of a sudden brings down a Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Yevshish Lo Yisorei for Eitz, and the Rabbeinu Shem says the Eishel Milo is not Mechale. So what is Tosfos saying over here? So the Ein Eliyahu brings down a beautiful pshat. Our Gemara is speaking about the Mizbeach Hazov. The Mizbeach Hazov, the Gemara is metame. How was it that the oivi of the Mizbeach Hazov was not nichle? So the Gemara says that was a mess. What about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? Was a Mizbeach HaNechoshes also? The Gemara doesn't speak about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So why didn't the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? There also was only a small layer of Nechoshes that covered the Mizbeach. So why doesn't the Gemara speak about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? So Tosfos says, in Tanchume it says, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes with the Eishel Milo came. So the Eishel Milo is Bechlal, not Mechala. So the Mizbeach HaNechoshes Bechlal is no problem. The Mizbeach HaZov is a problem. Mizbeach HaZov they took from one Maroche that was made for the Mizbeach HaZov. That was not an Eishel Milo. So that our Gemara speaks about them. But on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes Bechlal there's no problem because that was an Eishel Milo. An Eishel Milo is Bechlal, not Mechala. Hadron aloch chayme bekaidish slichala meseches chagigi v'seid amoyed. Hadron aloch chayme bekaidish slichalach meseches chagigi v'seid amoyed. Hadron aloch chayme bekaidish slichalach meseches chagigi v'seid amoyed.
Is if someone's yogea the Torah, he heard of his own Torah, and there's no beginning here, the understanding of Tosfos. I just asked Rav Ken to shoot that. I said, what do you do what, if you have a Peshmacha chasm? What's coming? So he said to me, there's no share. And if Yankel Berg said very aptly, we can't get into Malamot, and that's it. So we can't have a Peshmacha chasm. And it's not for Yemi, it's no problem. We can't just look at someone from the share. So it's like, but such a share takes a tremendous, tremendous, I remember I was once driving back from a house and I asked him, how long did it take you to clear the shir? Like, it takes you a couple of hours. A lot to mother the places. He said, a couple of hours? It takes many, many, many hours. I took off the places with the mafroshim to learn it. I think with the Latin yeshiva and be'iyu and rav, and to learn an omud like that is a tremendous yedir, and it's a tremendous zechus, and I'm certain that in Shemayim, the mashim, the siyam, gevalted. So we'd just like to say a thought about the hashivas of this Talmud Torah. And that is found in Parsha recently. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu set the parah, the Ata Shlach Hoyz Es Mikmecha. By the Makeh of Bor, he said, collect the Mikmeh, because Hayoreh, the Pasuk says, Hayoreh Es Levar Hashem, the Avde Pai Heinis Es Avoda, he brought the mikveh into the bayis. The kasha is obvious. This was already the seventh makkah. Just imagine if I were to go to you, Rabbi Yankel, and I were to tell you, you know, there's a stock that sells for $1. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going up to $45. You don't pay attention. What do I know about stock? You don't pay any attention, and you don't buy, and it goes up to $45. The next week, I come to you again, Mr. Shemaisa, and you don't listen to me again. I go to you a third time, you don't listen to me again. If I come to you a fourth time, you'll tell me, you'll take me seriously. Right? Fifth time, sixth time. Moshe Rabbeinu predicted exactly six times there would be a Makar of Dom, a Makar of Tfadeya, Kinem, Orev, Devet. So it's come to board, you'd have to be a Yorei Dvar Hashem, you'd have to resign. I'm a sugar not to do. What does it say in the Pasuk, HaYorei is Dvar Hashem? We had by us in the yeshiva, we had a Talmud in our yeshiva in Or Samech, that he was about 21 years old, and he was a chosn, he was supposed to get married. And after he became a chosn, we saw he lost some weight, he didn't look good. So he said to him, go to a doctor. Baruch Hashem, let me tell you, before I tell you the maisa that this person is gesund today, Baruch Hashem, he had nisim in the voice. He said to him, go to a doctor, you don't look good. He said, no, I'm okay, I'm just nervous, I'm getting married. He lost more weight, he looked more pale. We said, go to a doctor. His scholar was telling me, he said, no, I'm okay, it's nothing, I'm just nervous. Once I was standing in front of him, by Shmona Esrei, and I turned around, and I see that he's leaning onto the table, he doesn't have courage to stand. So we physically brought him to a doctor. He came to the doctor found, Rachmona Ritzlan, that he had a shrekliche disease. I remember the doctor told me, that gave him the x-rays, he told me he's looking at death in the face. He's a chuyle mesukim. He had a nisim ben flois, he's gesund today, he's already 6 years, he's a gesund mensch. That's tamanis. But I asked the doctor, how could it be that a person is so sick, so diseased, and he's not yet, I'm telling you, sick, he's a sigonist, he told me there's an Indian in medicine of denial. That a person cannot face the reality of the fact that he is sick, because the repercussions of it would be so terrible, you can't look it in the face. So what do? You say, the ganze Sache doesn't exist. It's the exact same thing with the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Bria speaks out the existence. Morabu Masecha Hashem. The whole Bria speaks the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you accept the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tremendous machayiv. So when you're in denial. Pari is in denial. So much so that what does it take to accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shlach Hoyz Es Mikmecha, you have to be a Yorei Es Dvar Hashem. If you're not a Yorei Es Dvar Hashem, get us nicht. The emes is, that's the whole yisoid of these parashas that Raman says in today's parasha, Vayelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Kodem Azah Kol HaLaiva, why did you need a Ruach Kodem Azah? To give a mokum for Pari to be Toya. As long as there was a little mokum to be Toya, he saw there was a wind, he said, it's nishkin keas yamsev, it's the wind. That's why the Ramban says, at the end of yesterday's parasha, that the whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, hu shenamim boi, v'noideroi, shehu b'ro'ono. The whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs is that we should be ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept and acknowledge that He created us. Okay, that's a pasuk, that's all of it. Who doesn't know it? Okay, it says no. You have to have a constant reminder every single day and every single minute. And the Ramban says at the end, he says that that's the tachlis kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. The tachlis of all the mitzvahs is that we should be moedel alekeinu. Rulekvikach omru hevizoye b'mitzvah kala kebachamor. Shekulum chamudas v'chavivas moed shebechol sho od moedel behen elekov. So the Ramban says that's the purpose of all the mitzvahs kulam. But it's interesting, he brings in the mitzvah of the Mishnah of hevizoye b'mitzvah kala kebachamor. Why?
Because you need all the mitzvahs to bring out this amunah and this haidah. It's interesting. In the Mishnah it says, Hevizor b'mitzvah kalacha b'chabura, she'iyati yodea matan sfaran shal mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Yoina brings a medrash, that the medrash says, what's the pshat in this Mishnah? That it's like a melech, that he had avodim, and he wanted to be noteya a kerem, a orchard. And he wanted all different kinds of trees. And every natiya had a different schar. But he didn't tell his subjects what the schar for each tree is, because he wanted them to plant equally all the natiyas. So Pashut, I never understood pshat in the medrash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed from us the schar because he wanted all the mitzvahs. But the emes is loitzach. If I would know the mitzvah that I had the greatest schar, loitzach to do that mitzvah, that's why he withheld it from us. So we shouldn't know, should we? So you see from this Ramban that that's not the pshat. In other words, to have a perfect total amunah, for a person to have, to be well-rounded in his amunah, in his Eidah Hashem, you have to have all the mitzvahs. But it's interesting to note that there's one mitzvah, even though it says, HaVizor b'mitzvah kalabcha chamura, she'iyati yodea matan schar and shal mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us the schar of all the mitzvahs, so that we should do all the mitzvahs equally, we shouldn't choose one over the other one. By one mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell us the schar. Well, Chazal told it to us. It says, Talmud, Torah, Kineget Kulam. And I think the Sefri says, Kishem, Sheschar Talmud Torah, Kineget Kulam, Kachodish Bitula. So it says, the Schar of Talmud Torah is Kineget Kulam. What happened to Avizor, B'mitzvah, Shiyat Yodei, Matan Schar, and Shal Mitzvahs? The answer of Chayra is, because by Talmud Torah, if it's a mitzvah, She'i Efshalo Lehios, Esal Yodei Acherim, I can't do the Talmud Torah, I have to do the mitzvah. I must do the mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, she'ef shalol yasasal yideachem, I should taka choose the Torah. Because in the Talmud Torah, there was the school of all the mitzvahs together. Kumtois, this is a tremendous ha'orah of the chashivas of Talmud Torah. Although in all the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us the star of all the mitzvahs, because he wanted us to do, once to choose this mitzvah, once to do, choose this mitzvah, to do all the mitzvahs. But when it comes to any mitzvah against Talmud Torah, if it's a mitzvah, she'ef shalol yasasal yideachem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to choose the Talmud Torah, because that gives the amunah and the loydelei shehubra anu more than all the other mitzvahs, or it's koyel all the other mitzvahs. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that everyone who is here, who taka is moisa nefesh to come to the shir, and doesn't find other mitzvahs to do, but recognizes the ikar mitzvah, the most important mitzvah is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Unless it's a mitzvah she'iyav shalala yosas al yidei acherim. So they should be zoicha, they should taka, you should be zoicha to begin, say the noshim, and to be messiah in yet Hashem, say the noshim, and to go weiter and weiter, ulachasva v'limot sforum acherim, and this certainly will have a tremendous chelik in the bringing of the Geula Shem of Meheu Yomit.
They bring, when the Goyim ended his pavish and Shir Ashirim, his nosa einov lemorim bedveikis atzume, he lifted up his eyes, lemorim, gebaldike dveikis, bebroche vohido lishmoi hagodol yisborach shemoi. Gebaldike shebach vohidoi to the Rabbeinu Shleom, that he was zeiche to end his pirish and Shir Ashirim. There's no comparison whatsoever to the ideas in the Hasogis of the Goyin to what we understand. And there's no comparison whatsoever to the understanding and the Hakore that the Goyin had what the Chshivis of a Siyam is. But Al Kaponim, we have a limud from someone who did understand the Gevaldike Chshivis in Schus there is to be Messiah a limud. There's a Meiridike Loshin in the Chazaynish in Amunah B'Tochen. And this is a Gevaldike Chizik for us. Vim omnom haloimed zokein, a person who's a zokein. A person who's a zokein, his head doesn't work too well. His zakarim is not good. He's not clear. He's a zokein already. And Chazal tell us, Doime l'dyoy k'suve al niyor mochuk, it's like everything is written on a paper that was erased already, everything is fuzzy, everything is unclear. But the Mechazayni says, Avol l'goydol yikra sa'chochmam. But if we look the gewaldike godless of this chochme, what the Zokin is learning, the Rav Erko, and the tremendous value that this chochme possesses, gam diyoy ha-chochme al niyor ha-mochuk ein erech eileho ve'ein mispa lo'itzom shavyo. That means even such a chochme, there's no erech and there's no words to describe the gewaldike chshives that this chochme has. So therefore it is very proper and appropriate to give a shevach vaydoye to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we were zoiche to learn Mesechtes Moed, to be Messiah Mesechtes Moed, how much we were zoiche to understand from Mesechtes Moed, how much we were zoiche to remember from Mesechtes Moed. But this we are ma'amidim ein erech ve'ein mispo lo'itzom shavyo. Whatever it is, lo'ilam yilmad odom afal pi sheyishkach v'afal pi she'ine meivin, the etzem learning has a gewaldike chashivis. We had mentioned Shabbos, the Shach brings down from the Yam Shel Shloime, that is a mitzvah rabbe to be Mishtatef and Bisameach in the Siyam, even those who did not participate in the learning. Spakant the Goyin says, Oisiyois Siyam, there's Oisiyois Hanistores, and there's Oisiyois Hanigleis. The word Siyam is spelled Samach Mem, Samach Yud Vav Mem. Samach is the Oisius Hanigla is a Samach, and the Oisius Hanistoris is Mem Chof, which is also equal to 60. Yud is Vav Dalet, which is equal to 10. Vav is Vav, and Mem is Mem. So the Goyin says that the Nistorim, those who were not involved in the learning, they also have an equal Chalik in the Siyam. How can we understand this? But if we don't understand it, we are like Achman and Itzlanda Pekoiris that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the one that says, "My ahani lon rabbonon, what am I deriving from the rabbonon, lididutoni, they're learning, but what do I have from them?" And Chazal tell us, a person who asks such a kasha is an apikoiris. They bring from the Eir Yael, if the one who's learning also asks the kashas, he's also an apikoyres. We have to be mamim, that the greatest shleimus that can come to all of us is dafke through limud ha-Torah. And therefore the simcha is not only a simcha for those that learned, but it is a simcha for everyone. And therefore there's a mitzvah al kol echod ve'echod l'sameach. I'd like to be Messiah, the Peleoyetz says in Ois Dalid, in Doivev Yishenim, he says that when one learns Divrei Torah from someone who is not here on this world, so it's a Gevaldik Toive for them, and the Gevaldik Machzik Toive. He says there was a Maise in the Tkufa of the Al-Sheikh HaKodesh, that someone used to learn the Sefer Ha-Al-Sheikh, and he was in an Amatzav of Sakone, and the Al-Sheikh came Bohokitz, and he rescued him, because he used to learn the Al-Sheikh. The Malach that used to learn with the Beis Yosef, told the Beis Yosef, Harambam hoyamelitz badoy bashamayim mimal al shetorach leforish ulataritz dvorov. The Beis Yosef was teireyach to understand the Rambam, so the Rambam is a melitz yoshe for him. And he says, avadi givis, מתויב ללמוד דברי התנאים והמאירויים ורבונם הקדמים, הקדמיינים ולתארץ דבריהם שסחוסם ביקס ואוילם. So it's a gewaldig eschus of all of us to be zoiche, to learn the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos, and other meforshim and the Gemara. And Haido ala Ovar on Abakosha Lahaba, the Rabbeinu Shalom should help us further, and all the Machzikim and Messiahim and Mishtatvim, which is Zeche, Lilmoid, Lamed, Adbiyas Koyal Tzedek.